The St. Lawrence River Basin Water Resource Compact, also known as the Great Lakes Compact, the Great Lakes states have come together. They negotiated a water use compact. Now has to be approved by Congress. While I appreciate the hard work of the states in trying to come together to put forth a agreement to protect our Great Lakes, our quality and quantity of the Great Lakes, I'm fearful that there's been a couple of loopholes, especially the bottling water loophole, that could actually lead to just the opposite effect, but commercialize our water. You know, each state and each nation holds water resources and trust for the people. Like Great Lakes states, we are protective of our Great Lakes. We think that we all own it. And I'm afraid that this compact may actually commercialize our water. So I've written to the State Department and the IJC, International Joint Commission, and asked them to look at it. And I asked them a couple of very specific questions. Would the Great Lakes Compact provide legal protections for international corporations to export Great Lakes water? As we've seen in the past, the Nova Group's tried to export Great Lakes water. And does the compact provide legal protections for them to do this? Or will the compact's bottled water provision ever be subject to claims under the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT, or the WTO, World Trade Organization? See, in the compact, they basically said, okay, we're going to regulate all water, but if you put water in containers less than 5.7 gallons in volume, then it's okay, then it becomes a commodity. Well, just because it's in a 5.7 gallon container, it's not the container, it's the source of the product, which is our Great Lakes water, whether it's groundwater or surface water. That's what goes in those bottles. Therefore, do you commercialize then the Great Lakes? Or then the Great Lakes become for sale? So I'm until I get some real answers on this questions I posed to the State Department and to the IJC and other experts in the field, I cannot support this compact. I want to get these questions answered. The governors have taken more than 3 years to negotiate this. Why has Congress taken less than 3 weeks to approve it? Let's slow down. Let's get our answers to these very, very critical questions, because it's going to determine our future and the future of the Great Lakes.